So when I arrived to Switzerland, it was everything so beautiful for me because I had come from something bad to real life, and then I had something of a culture shock. It was very different from my own country culture and where I grew up in a Muslim country in Pakistan. So I find the culture is really good here in Switzerland. Men and women have the same rights. I kept my religion and I didn't change it. I still don't have any problem with the other people with their beliefs. I do accept them the way they are and also respect them. And at the beginning in Switzerland, I started the German language classes. I started school in Bern. I met my friend Tiffany, and Tiffany always helped me and invited me to her home. And it was her mom who said, "We are here for you." And that helped me a lot. I know I could ask someone if I had problems. So at that last year of my high school, I didn't know what to do. I had no idea how the Swiss system school works. So Tiffany's mom, Vivian, asked me, "What are you interested in?" I didn't know that what to answer. And then she offered me to come and do an apprenticeship with the Salvation Army. So I got the chance to find my own way and gain self-confidence. So now I study business administration in the Salvation Army. I'm at my first year. And when I look back, I think that my main message and recommendation are two. First of all, don't treat refugees as criminal, especially the children. Because I remember, as I mentioned at the beginning, that when I arrived to refugee center in Basel, I saw the tall walls and then I felt like I'm going into the prison. It was a shock. We used to be checked all the time, like going out and coming inside of the refugee center. We had a lot of discipline inside, like and very little freedom. And the lights turn off and turn on at the same time. We had only three times food, morning as a breakfast, a lunch and dinner. And children had nothing to do in the refugee center in Basel because they had nothing to do, so they were not going to school. They had no homeworks, no other activities. So that's hard for children to get that discipline, you know. And for example, they were also not allowed to be in their rooms during the day. And because when at the breakfast, you just come out from the room and then go down to the living room, and then you're not allowed till 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock p.m. You're not allowed to go to the room. You have to just stay in the living room, or you can go outside with someone. So it was hard. And the second, respect refugees' beliefs and traditions. In the Salvation Army, it was opposite of the refugee center in Basel. We had a lot of freedom. We could eat or sleep whenever we wanted. During the Ramadan, the kitchen was open for 24 hours, and the non-Muslim refugees were sensitive to make sure that they use the kitchen early, so they will give a space for those who keep Ramadan to cook later when the sun comes down. And at the end, I have a message to all the young refugees that are listening. Believe in yourself. You're all mature enough to think. Don't wait until 18 years old to say what you think or decide for your future. If you make the wrong decision or make a mistake, that's okay. We all do mistake, even we are adults. So just keep doing because we all learn by doing. Thank you.